Now, productivity and business development is being curtailed in many small and medium-sized businesses across the country because of an emerging skills gap. And this is according to a new report by Mentors Work. And we heard about Mentors Work here on the show before. It's a collaboration between Skillnet Ireland and the Small Firms Association. Now, the findings of this report also shows that many businesses are struggling to access finance and financial supports. Well, here to tell us more about it is the head of strategic projects at Skillnet Ireland, Liz Thomas. Liz, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much for having me. Delighted to be on today.
No problem at all. So this new report from Mentors Work, a joint initiative between Skillnet Ireland and SFA, it's looking at upskilling among SMEs. Can you talk to us, I suppose, about the main points of it?
Yeah, of course. So the Mentors Work is a programme that's been running in collaboration between the SFA and Skillnet Ireland. We're in our third year now. Over a thousand small businesses across Ireland have come through the programme. And we've been collecting a lot of data along the way about how they rate their own skills, their competencies, their knowledge gaps. And we've started to publish reports on the outcome of that data. This is the first report in a series of four. There'll be another three still to come. And some of those data points are really quite interesting. And what we're trying to get to the heart of is, where do SMEs need support and how can we help them in their journeys? And so some of the interesting data points that have come out, the first report is all around finance and finance and growth. And some of those really interesting data points is, you know, the difficulty for smaller businesses and newer businesses in financial planning, financial analysis, and accessing financial supports. And so the report indicates that, you know, some of those more mature businesses and the bigger businesses are better at accessing financial support, which might give them more competitive advantage. So that's been a real area of interest for us of how we might further support small businesses. And there's loads of other interesting data points in there too. But I mean, just even that example, I think is quite interesting.
And productivity and business development is being curtailed across many of the smaller and medium-sized businesses because of this emerging skills gap.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's endless amounts of reports, including one of the OECD reports, that productivity for small businesses in Ireland is pretty low, and it's one of the lowest in Europe. And it's the big FDIs and the multinationals here. Their productivity is four times that of the small businesses. And so they're naturally having that competitive advantage over the small businesses there. And so one of the ways that we can look at improving productivity in businesses is looking at the skills and the talent and the competencies and the knowledge that enable productivity. And at Skillnet Ireland, we're the National Talent Development Agency. And so that's our remit, is to focus on workforce talent development for companies. And so a few years ago, back in 2020, we devised a framework which was all around identifying competencies that would help deliver on productivity. And so we focus all the interventions in Mentors Work around these 32 competencies that all contribute towards enhanced productivity. And that's sort of how we work it and how we're bridging the skills gap to deliver productivity for small businesses.
Okay, and looking at financial literacy then, younger businesses tended to score lower than their older counterparts, when you come to looking at financial literacy.
Yeah, I mean, that's another one of those indicators. You know, for small businesses that start out, they're ambitious, they're aggressive, they usually have really good marketing skills. They often have really great products and services, but it's some of these foundational levels, especially when they're small businesses, they might outsource their finances to an external party for accounting and so on. And it's really hard when you're a small business to be brilliant at everything. So naturally, you bring in experts where you need them. But there's a grounding, I think, for all SME owner managers where they need a good, broad understanding of all the core pillars of their business in order to grow it and bring it on and future-proof it moving forward. So that was one of the indicators. And don't forget, this data is based on a self-assessment. So this is what businesses are saying about themselves, that financial literacy wouldn't be their strong point. And that's one of the things that we help them with in Mentors Work, among many others, of how they can improve their financial literacy results, not to become accountants themselves. It's totally understandable and totally the right thing to outsource where you don't have expertise. But of course, understanding your own books, understanding your P&L, and understanding the finances of your business understanding that helps you make decisions about your business and decisions about how to invest your money and decisions about where you direct the business. And that's the important bit for the SME owner manager.
Mm. And looking at some of the sectors and I suppose how they responded, retail and hospitality, manufacturing, they all reported above average competency around financial planning. But ICT and services, it felt they were particularly challenged when it came to financing needs.
Yeah, that's a really interesting data point. Again, this is a self-assessment, but this is what the small businesses are telling us. I don't have an insight as to why that might be, but for sure, I guess those in the ICT industry, typically very technical, especially in these small businesses. So the founders and the entrepreneurs tend to be technical in background themselves. That might lend to reasons why. I suppose given the last couple of years that we've had as well and the sectors that have been hit by COVID, retail and hospitality, food and drink will be high on that list. And I guess grappling with their financial situation has probably become higher up the agenda for them over the last couple of years as well. Mm. But I think, again, they're really interesting data points of those businesses of that might be doing better than others or might rate themselves as better than others.
Mm. Looking at strategic planning then, older businesses, they tended to score themselves higher for strategic planning.
Yes. And so one of the things that we look at in mentors' work is for small businesses, they tend to spend a lot of their time working in their business. It's day to day, every day is a new crisis. Every day is keeping the business and keeping the show on the road, and they tend to have fewer people in the business. And so stepping back and taking a look at your business and working on your business tends to be one of those things you know you should do, but it's not always easy to get time to do that. So things like strategic planning for more mature organizations and bigger organizations, they tend to have the bandwidth to get to that. But of course, that's one of the most important foundations in order to improve the longevity, competitiveness and all the other moving parts of your business. So that wasn't really a surprise that the older, more mature businesses and the bigger businesses did better in that. One of the things that we do in mentors work, this 12-week program where small businesses can access mentoring on a one-to-one basis from a wide range of mentors. We have more than 90 mentors in the program available from all sorts of industry backgrounds. And one of the key things they do through those mentoring sessions in the 12 weeks is they create a business plan and they create a roadmap for the next 6 months. What are they going to work on? What are the strategic priorities of their business? And they take that time out to do that. So what we're trying to do is sort of level that playing field a little for some of those smaller and younger businesses and get ahead of the game and get them to take that on before they realise later on that it's something that they should be doing.
Tell us a bit more about mentors work. It's a 12-week programme and focus for business owners or business managers.
That's right. So it's a 12-week programme, SME business owner managers. We have sort of three tiers in it. So we have a section for micro businesses that are typically below 5 employees but are on a growth strategy. Then we have a tier as well for the startups and the aggressive growth the sector of the economy. And then we have, I guess, our standard offering, which is all businesses up to 250 employees. The program itself is 12 weeks in duration. In that time, businesses get access to a mentor, and they are typically someone who's walked the walk. That's the way that we like to describe that. And they give them one-to-one help in their own business, and the business gets to choose the areas that they want help with. So they get to pick three priority areas from a huge range of options, and they can focus on what they want to work on. At the same time, across those 12 weeks, we've also built over 100 different other supports that they can avail of. And they're all masterclasses, workshops, peer-to-peer networking. The range of supports is in 32 different subject areas. And the way I like to describe it is an all-you-can-eat buffet. So as a small business, you come in for 12 weeks, you pick what you want to do. You can do as much as you want to do, or you can do as little as you want to do. You can do the pieces that you think you need. You can explore and take on other areas, but it's really tailored to try and fit in with the small business lifestyle, which is quite time poor. And so you pick the things that are really going to be relevant to you. And all of the interventions are designed to be tactical, practical, and immediately deployable. So you can see tangible results immediately, not theoretical at all in that sense.
Yeah, because the small business owners, they tend to be caught up in the day-to-day running of the business and perhaps maybe don't have time to focus on the future or planning ahead. But I mean, if they can take time out for mentors work, you know, it would give them maybe good pointers in, you know, looking at the future of the business and where it can go.
Well, that's exactly it, you know, and we did a lot of research before we started the design of this particular program. And so we knew that small businesses were time poor. Every hour of the day is really critical. And so it was a luxury to take a day out to go to an event or go to some upskilling. And they just don't have that time, even though they understand the importance of it. And that was really the genesis of the design of this. How do we make lots of small practical interventions, but in a way that a business gets to decide what it is they do and they don't do. And that's proved to be quite successful in the program, because I think they as they plot their own journey, they make sure at the end they got what they needed, and hopefully they get more in addition to that too.
Okay, well, Liz, we're going to have to leave it there. But just before we do, if anyone listening is interested in Mentors Work, where can they get more information on it?
There's a website called mentorswork.ie. All the information is on there. It's free to small businesses. They can apply today, a short application form, and they'll, once they're eligible, they'll be accepted straight into the program. We've done an awful lot of work with businesses in Kerry as it is, all kinds of sectors from agriculture and business and food and drink and services and technology. So we've got a good footprint in Kerry already, and we'd be really welcome to any businesses that want to join us. Really nothing to lose.
Okay. Well, look, Liz, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Liz Thomas there, Head of Strategic Projects at SkillNet Ireland.